How's it going, guys? Past level questioning, hematology, step one, internal medicine, 2 CK. 43-year-old man comes to the physician 3 days after cutting his arm while hunting. Temperature 102 Fahrenheit. Physical exam shows lacerations and erythema of the left forearm. Leukocyte count 34,000, should be 4 to 11,000. Question wants to know which of the following is the most likely explanation for these findings. We have the smearier, which I'll talk about as we move through. Should I say cryoglobulinemia? Wrong fucking answer. A cryoglobulin is an immune complex that deposits at cold temperatures, okay? And it's different from cold agglutinins. Cold agglutinins refer to IgM antibodies against RBCs that cause cold autoimmune hemolytic anemia. Cryoglobulinemia is a type 3 hypersensitivity. For USMLE, it could be seen with hepatitis C malignancy. And don't worry, okay, because in 100% of cryoglobulinemia questions, they will tell you that there's decreased serum C4. It's just a factoid you need to be aware of. So, for example, they can give you paragraph, some dude with hep C, they say serum C4 is decreased. You're like, okay, I know that's cryoglobulinemia. And they'll say, which of the following immunologic responses is most similar to this patient's presentation? And the answer could be, e.g., post-streptococcal glomerulonephritis, just another type 3 hypersensitivity. Choice A, wrong fucking answer. Choice B, Gyrosherk-Simon reaction, wrong fucking answer. Students tend to know this pretty well, even if they are nowhere near passings. Just to my observation, students know weird shit, okay? So if you treat a spirochete infection, e.g. syphilis, with beta-lactam, the bacterial products can cause an anaphylactic-like response and present with chills, fever, rigors. Wrong fucking answer. Choice C, leukocytoclastic response, wrong fucking answer. USMLE is not going to assess it. You might rarely see it as a wrong answer choice. I've said before, when students don't know an answer, they choose weird sounding shit. So this is AKA, leukocytoclastic vasculitis. It's a small vessel vasculitis. It's one of the differentials for palpable purpura. It's usually idiopathic, can be in response to drugs, infections, okay? So patients might have skin lesions. You could be thinking about things like Kaposi sarcoma, if they're immunocompromised. Cryoglobulinemia, as I mentioned before, can also present with a body rash, okay, levito reticularis type presentation. Leukocytoclastic response, wrong fucking answer. Choice D, reactive granulocytosis, AKA, leukemoid reaction, correct answer. This is what USMLE is going to write as the answer choice, about half the time for leukemoid reaction. And I've talked about it in my PDFs and in prior YouTube clips. So the smear here is simply showing us neutrophilia, okay? And leukemoid reaction, make this real fucking clean and easy, because it's a phrase slash term you've heard of before, and you're like, still don't know what it is. Leukemoid reaction is simply an infection where your leukocyte count is greater than 30,000. That's it. Okay, students want to get real technical about other definitions. It's fucking wrong. Okay, so what's going to happen is OID, OID means looks like but ain't. So if a patient were to have standard infection, let's say strep pneumo or appendicitis, you might get a leukocyte count. I said 4 to 11 is normal. You might get a leukocyte count such as 13,000, 18,000, 21,000. So if you see a leukocyte count greater than 30,000, you want to be thinking about leukemia as the salient provisional diagnosis. So when you go do the bloods, rather than seeing leukemic cells, you're going to see predominance of neutrophils. That's reactive granulocytosis, okay? And you'll get an increased leukocyte ALP. So let me just hop to the final answer. I see a reactive lymphocytosis, wrong fucking answer. This could refer to pertussis on USMLE. So pertussis will present similarly to ALL in that you'll have a kid, let's say 8 years old, and will have a leukocyte count of 50,000 where it's 90% lymphocytes. You're like, wow, that's like ALL. But they'll tell you that there's a cough. They don't have to make it sound whooping. They'll just say there's a cough. There could be post-tussive emesis, which is vomiting after a cough. And they can say hypoglycemia. Choice C, wrong fucking answer. You know the deal. Once you make more content, if you like my stuff, subscribe my channel. Appreciate your time. That's it.